neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
It's given a different name. It's called Parshat Discipline. Persian, they call it Nazm. And they use it as Nazim. You know what Nazim means? Principle. Nazm, Nazim. There's a discipline. What does it mean? Ma'amad Har Sinai was put on pause. We have Parshat Yitro, they said Naaseh, and then we have a chapter called Parshat Mishpatim. There's a pause, and then we see in the end of Parshat Mishpatim, they said Naaseh V'Nishma. So what is all these Pesukim in the middle? You understand? So now here we see that there are many, many, many laws that we learn in Parshat Mishpatim that relates Ben Adam LeChavero. That means how you have to be responsible about your fellow Jew. Such as, if you have a cow, you have to make sure we'll get a haircut, his horn. So what is it to anybody that has a haircut or not?
Harm someone.
You can harm somebody, yes. You can harm. So now, here we have Vav, Ve'ele, Ve'ele HaMishpatim. Why there is a Vav? Because Rav Keli Agar brings the same way that Har Sinai was given with Golot, Shofar, Esh. This Parsha also was given with Golot. Why? Why? Then Hashem says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. There was sounds of Shofar. So when then we heard Parshat Mishpatim, Hashem said, watch out for the horn of your cow. We also heard the shofar. It's the same thing? Yes? Why is it the same thing? The cow and his horn, the same thing as Kapit David Haved Imecha. Yes? So what does it mean?
It's just as important as
Anochi Hashem. Ah, Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. So this vav is come to tell us the same way that it says Lo Tirtzach, the same way it says Lo Tisa Et Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. If you're not careful about belonging domain of your friend, it's exactly as severe. See what that is? Happened to be a tzaddik past the red light. You know the tzaddikim like that? No. So then happened to be a police hiding. No, behind the intersection. Since he's Sadiq, so, you know, see which olam he's at. So he comes behind him, and when the police comes behind you, what do? Give you different colors and noise, shofar, yeah? So he continued driving. So then he came next to him, next to this gentleman. So what did he do? He turned his face the other way around. Why did he do that? Ah, so that means I don't see you, right? Rushakat Umbar, that way. Why people do that? Why the kids, you know, when you catch him, then they look the other way. Why? They look the other way.
They didn't do anything wrong.
Huh?
I didn't do anything wrong.
No, they think you'll disappear.
It's like
out of mind.
They think that they're not being seen. They act as if they're not being noticed.
Persian, they call it the kapk. You know what kapk is? The bird. The bird that put his head into the in the snow. So when he put his head inside the snow, he says, nobody is looking at me. Nobody's seeing me. Yeah. You heard about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all do that. We all, in a way, in a kapk. You know, we go, we come, you know, what is it to you? Why are you looking at me? Who said to look at me? That's the attitude that we all have. So now here, Yivono Shalom says, Mechila, I have a right to look at you. Does he have a right to look at us?
Yes.
He has a right to look at us. So here we see exactly when the Parashat Mishpatim comes, you forget the same way that Ribono Shel Olam appeared to Am Yisrael, the same way it says, if Shor Nagahu, the same. Don't hurt other people. You have to be careful. And don't turn your face the other way. Say, I think I don't look at you. I'm looking at you. But you think you turn your face the other way, then you exempt. There's no such a thing. Because we are responsible for what we do. And Chas v'Shalom, don't think when your head inside the snow, nobody's looking at you. You should be happy that people look at you. Why? Because you see, oh, now is the time to fix. Now is the time to work on myself. Now is the time, it's a privilege, it's an opportunity, maybe, you know. But if you go through this process for 10, 20, 30, 50 years, then becomes, Chas v'Shalom, something that you can never fix. And that's what the kids do. But the whole point here is that the whole concept of Parshat Mishpatim Ben Adam LeChavero should not, Chas v'Shalom, be taken carelessly. That's important than what we went through in Ma'amad Har Sinai. Hashem is like, is that a shame? To be able to do the Ratzon of Ribono Shel Olam, V'simcha, V'lahavut, is that a shame? Let's give you a shuot.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.